would bypass the harmless error analysis in certain cases. Quantitative analysis, developing standardized metrics or algorithms to assess the potential impact of errors on jury verdicts, could provide a more objective approach to harmless error analysis. Alternative standards, automatic reversal rule, adopting a rule that automatically reverses convictions when constitutional errors occur, regardless of the evidence, would eliminate the need for harmless error analysis. Weighing of errors, instead of focusing solely on whether an error was harmless, courts can weigh the severity of the error against the strength of the evidence. This approach would allow for a more nuanced assessment of prejudice. Case-specific standards, creating different harmless error standards for various types of constitutional errors, could tailor the analysis to the specific circumstances of each case. It's important to note that implementing these reforms or alternatives would require careful consideration of the potential impacts on both defendant rights and the efficient administration of justice.